You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, December 10th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We get you in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always do on these Fridays in another busy sports weekend. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this morning with Aaron Dolan. And what a bizarre Thursday night game. The Steelers come all the way back. And, you know, it's just another day in the NFL.
The only thing I cared about was hitting that over, and that was about it. But yes, that was a very bizarre game. I couldn't believe that Ben started coming back. I was not expecting that. But nonetheless, I mean, didn't see the Vikings jumping out to that big of a lead either. So at least we got an exciting game, though. That's always what counts in Thursday Night Football.
It was fun. And then Twitter was obviously doing its thing like it normally does. But gosh, Kirk Cousins, and they always make things interesting. Another one-score game for the Vikes. But we'll turn the page. Busy night in the association. What do you have for us to start us off?
So first play I like is going to the Celtics-Suns game. Now, Devin Booker hasn't been in for the last three games, so I'm actually going to look towards a player prop, DeAndre Ayton, over for his rebounds tonight. Right now, I'm seeing it sit at 10.5. He's posted 14 rebounds against the Spurs on Monday, and he's averaging more rebounds than that, and he's going against the Celtics, which are 23rd in defensive rebounding. So for certain games when I don't really have a lean in terms of the spread, I definitely like to go the player route. So player prop route, excuse me. So that's my first favorite play of the day, I should say.
Yeah, no, nothing jumps out at me. I mean, obviously it's tough with the NBA. We have limited lines on the overnight. So you just have to really pick your spot. Rockets have won a million in a row, seven in a row. So I like them a little bit at home plus +9. Mm-hmm. So I have no firm plays. And the Celtics are on this West Coast trip. You know, I know we've backed them a couple times here on the show. There's just nothing that stands out to me. The Knicks even catching, albeit 1.5, but there is nothing. I'm really
I almost like the Knicks money line a little bit, because I just feel like the Raptors are so bad, and they just last night canceled their practice due to COVID like protocol type stuff. Right. Nothing that's come out, but that, and they're 4-9 at home, which is pretty terrible. And I know the Knicks haven't been great, but I wonder if this is a spot where the team will drop another one at home. Give it to the Knicks.
Right. The Knicks just haven't been the same team this year, right? So they're a game under 500. Last year, they won all these close games. They were, surpassed their win total, and Thibodeau won coach of the year. And it's just, there was regression, and that was expected. But to be under 500 at this point, obviously Randall not having the same year. I think my favorite play would probably be the Nets against the Hawks, Atlanta.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, Atlanta only a game above 500. They're just, there was regression, and the Hawks last year, things just, everything broke right for them. Although I like everything about the team, and obviously the coaching change last year really swung things for them. But I have to back the Nets coming off the loss. They're 7-0 this year off the loss.
Yep.
That's probably my top play as we talk it all through. I mean, these are all games that caught my eye along those lines, but I would say Nets plus +2, my favorite.
I'm kind of surprised the Hawks are even favorite.
I agree.
In this one, because I mean, I'm assuming KD's playing, and same with LaMarcus Aldridge, since they sat Wednesday and everyone's like, oh, well, they just lost to Houston, but I don't think that should really impact the line whatsoever in this one. And Atlanta's missing some key players as well. So I'm a little confused by that line in general.
Right, so that was going to be my top, like, NBA play. The Hornets, obviously, we know with their limited roster. I kind of like the Kings, although I hate laying points on the road, let alone with the Kings. But so I would say Nets plus +2 is my favorite play. And I have, like, a bunch of leans that I just went through. Any other props for you?
I mean, the Kings killed the Hornets 140 to 110 last month. So that was pretty wild. I'm looking at that total. It's pretty high at 231. So I'm thinking of going towards some player props. De'Aaron Fox will probably take over his points, waiting for that to be posted on Caesars. But that just tells me that, I mean, the Hornets have put up so many points, or allowed so many points, in the last three games with half of their team being missing. So I think a player prop for the Kings, I'll definitely be playing, most likely De'Aaron Fox.
All right, let's turn the page. Obviously, there's just Army-Navy going on in the college game. We can talk NFL as well. Anything in the NFL that you absolutely, you know, really feel strongly about?
Yeah, so the Ravens-Browns game keeps moving, that spread. It's now up to Browns minus -3. They opened at plus +1. So I'm seeing a ton of money coming in on the Browns, obviously, to move the line like that. I just don't really see why we should back Cleveland off a bye, and they haven't been great. The Ravens beat them 2 weeks ago. I just don't see why people are putting there's 90% of money on Caesars pouring in on this line. I'm just a little confused. I mean, I know the Ravens haven't been great and they dropped their most recent game and they're not coming off a bye, but teams coming off a bye are 10-13-1 against the spread anyways. I just am very curious as to why people are so excited for Baker Mayfield to be back after 1 week's rest. I don't think you can fix an entire team's chemistry and everything that's going on with that. So I definitely like the Ravens plus +3 at this point.
Yeah, I would say if you can get 3, that's a pretty solid number, especially in what's expected to be a low scoring game. Even 2.5, obviously, that's the side I lean, but 3 is, you know, we talk about key numbers all the time. If you can get 3, mm-hmm. and we just saw these two teams play a little bit ago. If we had to,
we had 16-10, that was super low scoring. Yeah, that was a terrible game.
Million turnovers and everything. The game I'm only like really high on is just the Seahawks minus, and it's a big number and it's on the road, but it's Davis Mills playing for the Texans. I just think he's that bad. I believe it's 4 out of 6 starts of his. They've had single digits. And the Seahawks, obviously Russell Wilson was not quite ready the first few games coming off injury, but we saw how he looked. In the Seattle game, the defense has been strong, shut out the Niners in the second half of the last game. It's laying chalk on the road, which is never advised in the NFL, but I really think Houston's an outlier, so I'm going to lay it.
I mean, especially with the Colts win last week, 31-0. I mean, that was a blowout, so I expect the Seahawks to be able to cover that number on the road as well, even though, you know, it is a longer number. But, I mean, I think what were the Colts? I think they were 10.5 maybe against the Texans last week, so.
Yeah, I believe they had a chance to run out the clock and kneel, but. Frank Reich wanted to score another touchdown with Jonathan Taylor. So bizarre game. Any other games sticking out to you? I mean, I lean Bills now that it's up to 3.5, but I just don't think I can.
Yeah,
pull
that's
trigger.
Not surprising. Yeah, I like actually the under in that game. I'm really excited about that game. I wish it was a Monday Night Football game so everybody get even more into that game. But I don't really like it at 3.5. I liked the Bucks and they were minus -3 earlier this week. But I just think under defensively, both of these teams are going to, you know, it's two amazing teams in the NFL going against each other. So I don't think it's going to be as high scoring, even though the Bucs have been able to put up a lot of points in their previous games and whatnot.
Yeah, I like that. Now I watched that entire Bucs Falcons game last week. So now that you mentioned that, I do see what you're saying on that front for sure. And then I it's funny you mentioned the Monday night game. I actually really like the Cardinals. I think this Rams team, like power rating wise, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, they were favored at Green Bay a week or so ago. So there's just the power rating and the way, you know, the market's been just loving this Rams team. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I mean, I like the Rams. I think they can put it all together in the playoffs. But just from a, you know, game-to-game perspective, I think Arizona's the right side and 2.5 feels short.
Yeah, no, for sure. I like the Arizona Cardinals in that game as well. I agree with you with the Rams. I feel like there's a lot of hype around them from preseason into now, and there's just been certain times where you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Bucs in September. Obviously, we're strong, but they just laid some eggs, including the Titans game at home with no Derrick Henry, and they still get, you know, kind of crushed with the picks by Stafford. But, again, the power rating just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and that's why I like Arizona here, try to continue to capitalize. Anything else stand out before we let the people go?
Money coming in on the Bears. That line's moving back down to 12, so – we've been talking about that all week on the show, and I was expecting it to, you know, go up further with some of the trends and Aaron Rodgers saying he owns the Bears, but I guess sharp money's still coming in on the Bears.
Well, I mean, you touched on it. It is a low total, so that is interesting, but, you know, we'll see what happens come Sunday. It could go back up very easily because it is the Sunday night game, so that's usually the swing game or whatever you want to call it for the book that determines their outcome because there'll be money line parlays and everything along those lines. There'll even be some teasers to get it under 7, but all right. Well, we'll see how the Lions, the win streaking Lions, respond, catching double digits in Denver. But a lot more to discuss. And I will see you later on linear television, 6 Eastern on ESPN2 tonight.